This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Pakistan's prime minister has been removed from office, but can new leadership repair the country's struggling economy? From London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. A vote to elect a new leader is getting underway as we speak inside Pakistan's parliament. Imran Khan was ousted in a long-awaited no-confidence vote over the weekend. He had tried to block a previous attempt at such a vote by dissolving parliament and calling for snap elections, but Pakistan's Supreme Court ruled the move was unconstitutional and it ordered the vote to go ahead. Now Mr. Khan's longtime rival, who accused him of mishandling the economy, is expected to replace him. The BBC's Farhad Javid is watching that vote from the capital, Islamabad.
Shehbaz Sharif is brother of Nawaz Sharif, who is three times Prime Minister of Pakistan. He is also President of Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, which is the second largest party in the parliament right now. He was the former chief minister of Punjab province, which is the largest province in Pakistan. Now, let me tell you, Shehbaz Sharif is also facing some corruption charges and money laundering cases in the courts, but he has not been convicted.
Now, Imran Khan and his supporters have sort of dismissed what's happened and blamed a Western foreign conspiracy for removing him from office. But really, it's the economy that's at the heart of all of this. Inflation in Pakistan has been soaring. The country is under a huge debt burden. What is the opposition's plan then, the next prime minister's plan to tackle these problems?
Right now, the opposition really hasn't come up with any solid plan that these are the things that we would do when we'll be in power. I spoke with former Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi, who is a very senior leader in PMLN party, which is now going to be the leading party. And I asked him the same question: what is your plan to improve the economy of Pakistan, you know, the basis on which you ousted a prime minister? And he said that they would come up with a plan and they would let the nation know, and we would ensure that the nation won't suffer anymore. So we are really not sure what way they are going to adopt. The positive thing that has happened is that rupee rate has been increased in last 2 days. And then also there was some improvement in stock exchange of Pakistan as well.
That's the BBC's Farhad Javid in Islamabad for us there. Back in the U.S., Twitter shares are down 4.3% this morning ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. That's after the social network boss said despite earlier plans, Elon Musk will now not join the company's board of directors. The BBC's James Clayton has more on that from San Francisco.
Elon Musk says that he loves Twitter, but the social media platform has lost its way. Last week, it was revealed he'd purchased a $3 billion stake in Twitter, making him the company's biggest shareholder. Now, that would normally mean a seat on the board, and with that, influence. But a tweet from Twitter's CEO, Parag Agrawal, says Mr. Musk has pulled out. The tweet didn't explain exactly why. Mr. Musk then tweeted with an emoji, a face, with a hand over its mouth. Perhaps only Mr. Musk knows what that means.
That's the BBC's James Clayton reporting from San Francisco there. To Mexico now, where President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has easily won a referendum on whether he should step down or complete his six-year term. But turnout was low at around 17.5% over the weekend. The BBC's Will Grant takes the temperature of voters from Chiapas State.
Laura Gómez has been making tamales for more than 25 years. Laura sells tamales at the market in her town, Villa Flores. She used to spend what little she earned to buy more ingredients. Now, though, her tiny business receives a soft loan from the López Obrador government. Her husband, a taxi driver, also gets a small business loan. Both her daughters, one of whom is a single mother with a disability, receive a stipend, and her father gets a modest pension. Little wonder Laura's voted for AMLO at every election since 2006.
Lo que ha tocado principalmente es los corazones.
He's touched our hearts, she explains. At no time has he offered handouts in exchange for votes, refuting one of the main criticisms of Mr. López Obrador, that he's simply bought her loyalty with aid.
No. No,
I like him from the very start for what he say about how he will act as president. In the past, you will be threatened with, don't vote for this candidate or we will take your benefits away. Not anymore.
President López Obrador can count on the support of communities like Villa Flores. The rural poor make up the base of his support. Of course, a polarizing figure like Andrés Manuel López Obrador has many critics too. They say he's bungled the response to everything, from COVID to the economy and the drug war.
I'm against the president's plans to install an autocracy in Mexico, where all the powers are concentrated into his hand.
We don't want him to extend his mandate. While he's in power, we want to see him work and attend to urgent needs of country.
So how valid are their fears that he'll use it to stay in power for years?
I don't think that he's using this as a way to extend his mandate.
Carlos Ramirez is a Mexican political analyst and commentator.
But he will use a result of the referendum to enhance his power during the final part of his administration.
For so long, millions in Mexico felt abandoned and unseen by their leaders. Now, even halfway through his mandate, polls suggest that more than 60% of voters still back Mr. López Obrador, an impressive feat of popularity in any nation.
That's the BBC's Will Grant reporting from Chiapas State in southern Mexico there. And in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.